Voters in Senegal prepare to head to the ballot box this Sunday, and Senegalese civil society observers have been preparing for weeks for this presidential election. They'll be using web and mobile applications to ensure the transparency and integrity of the elections. Activity at the polling stations across the country will be communicated in real time via a website which has been set up by the Tewindi Foundation, which is a Malian rights organisation. Our correspondent, Emmanuel Landé, sent this report from Dakar.
One of the rooms at a civil society group's headquarters in Dakar has been turned into a cyber command centre. With their desks set up in a U formation, 25 graduate students are sitting behind their laptops, glancing up every now and again at a large map of the country projected on the white wall in front of them. The clusters of green dots on the map are the voting stations located all over the country. On Sunday, the students will monitor some of those dots based on information being sent to the online platform by 1,000 electoral observers from the voting stations.
We're students that have been trained over the past 2 or 3 weeks. We've been trained by the team from Mali.
Albert Kali is one of 25 master students trained by the Malian Tewindi Foundation to take part in the electoral process as an observer team manager.
We manage the data that is sent in by mobile phone to the platform that was set up for the day of the election.
The Tewindi Foundation, a Malian rights organisation, focuses on governance, citizenship, human rights and democracy. Laya Yibegindo is innovation and research manager at the foundation.
So these 25 students were deployed to train these 1,000 observers. Now they're back. The observers will do the field work and they'll be watching the quality of the work.
Through web and mobile applications, they work to strengthen the quality of governance and ensure the transparency and integrity of the elections.
We display the information on the map with dots. Once you click on the dots, you get a display with the information of the polling station, the published results, the electoral process, and how things went. So in principle, we report via the map. It's in real time. We compile everything in real time. Everything.
Internet users can navigate to samaelection.com, meaning my election in Wolof, to follow the presidential election on the day. What time did the voting station open? How many people have voted so far? Was a representative from the Independent National Electoral Commission there? Was the polling booth correctly set up? Questions the observers on the ground will be able to provide answers for.
Now we're doing a simulation to make sure that everything is working well. So we're doing tests to ensure that we'll be operational for the elections.
With more than 14,500 voting stations across the country, the 1,000 observers dispatched on the day will be positioned at representative locations. Valdiojo Ndiaye is at the head of this civil society program.
Usually these voting centers give us very precise information on the outcome of the results. We already tried it in 2012 and found that the margin of error was 1.1%.
President Macky Sall is the strong favorite to win Senegal's election on Sunday, although critics accuse him of jailing his rivals for political gain.
This will bring credibility to the results that will be announced. It will allow us to have all the electoral information during the day and even to have the results and follow the big trend of the results in real time.
Opinion polls are banned in the run-up to elections, but a survey conducted by Senegalese data company in November gave Sall 45% support. None of the other candidates had more than 16%. For RFI, Emmanuel Landé in Dakar.